The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 10 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Abra.
Hey, Abra.
It's funny that Rich referred to this as his check engine light step, because that's exactly what I think of when I think about this step. My mom had an old car when I was little. It was a 49 Mercury, and it's the car she had when her first car, and she had loved that car. And I'd get in it and I'd play, and of course it didn't have, you know, all the fancy stuff and all the knobs and dials, you know. And I'm a car girl. I worked in the automobile industry for a long time, and so when I started doing my steps, that's what I thought of with this step, is, you know, my check engine light. That's what this was, and my check engine light's on a lot. Everybody, you know, everybody says, you know, the Holy Ghost whispers in a still small voice. He doesn't do that with me. He has to yell, and then I might listen, because, you know, I'm a little hard-headed. So, but you know, it just amazes me that my Heavenly Father can every day, no matter what it is that I do, whether it's, you know, like, you know, I say this all the time in my meetings, you know, whether it's like kick my dog or, you know, whatever it is, he loves me anyway. And it doesn't matter, as long as I repent for it and I try not to do it again. And if I do it again, I have to repent again. But he loves me for who I am, with all my warts and bumps, and he'll be with me right there. You know, I remember the first time I did step 10, and I thought, you know, it's so great to do this, because I don't have to do that big step 4 again. I'm not going to have to, you know, have four more years of sobriety and then do another big step 4 because I've done all this bad stuff, you know. I just do it every day. And with my step 10, every day I write down at least 5 things that I've done that were good. And then, you know, if I have things that I have to repent for or whatever. But I always make sure I write down things that are good about what I've done that day. And whether I've done service for somebody or, you know, whether I've, you know, just done, been really good that day. And maybe I didn't have to do anything, you know, that was, I didn't have to write anything that I'd done bad. You know, I didn't kick my dog today. That was really good. So, you know, it just reminds me of how much my Heavenly Father loves me and how much effort he puts into my recovery and how much effort he puts into your recovery. And you know, I figure if he can put a tenth, if I can put a tenth of the effort that he puts in, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it 100% because he's really putting in some effort. And, you know, my effort just has to be a little bit and he makes up the rest, you know. And I love it. I always think of Mosiah 4:30, and it's in the study and understanding guide part of this. And it says, if ye do not watch yourselves and your thoughts and your words and your deeds and observe the commandments of God and continue in the faith of what ye have heard concerning the coming of our Lord, even unto the end of your lives, ye must perish. And now, O man, remember and perish not. And whenever I do step 10, I always read that because it really reminds me of that, that, you know, we have to really watch what we're doing. But he's watching too, and he's taking care of us. And that's what's important, is that he's taking care of us. I love this step. I think this is probably my favorite step. Because once you're done with it at the end of the day, you can move on. You know, you don't have to sit there and think about it. And I really love this step. You know, we're coming to the end here, and I'm thinking, geez, you know, we have to just start over and keep going. And I just really love you guys. I love coming here and meeting with you and being in this group with you guys. And you've really changed my life, every one of you. It means a lot to come here and be with you guys. And I hope that my experience in my life can help to change someone else's life. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Abraham.
The full episode for Step 10 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.